Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, I'm sure that you are somewhat familiar with Americans for Prosperity simply because they keep popping up whenever you talk about the Bears moving to Arlington Heights. Brian Costin is with Americans for Prosperity Illinois. And Brian, tell everybody what your organization is about. What's your mission?
Well, our mission is to, in this case, to fight back against corporate welfare. We've had a number of initiatives statewide, and now we're focused on the Chicago Bears in Arlington Heights to protect the taxpayers against more subsidies for NFL teams that have asked for subsidies before.
And this is something that you've done nationwide, your organization. You are focused on the Bears, but this has been an initiative for are you a nonprofit or are you a PAC?
Yeah, we're a nonprofit, and we have chapters in about 35 states. So not every time a stadium subsidy deal comes up, but a lot of times we've been fighting these types of things in other states.
You failed on your first effort. What makes you think you're going to succeed on the second?
Well, we get to go before the voters of Arlington Heights. That's the big difference. The village board voted 9-0 against us, and our ordinance to ban corporate welfare in Arlington Heights. But we've done some polling, and we've talked to a lot of people in Arlington Heights, and people don't like corporate welfare. They don't want to be forced to pay their taxpayer money to the Chicago Bears.
And the term corporate welfare certainly gets attention. That's why you use it. But it seems like the support in that area is strong for the Bears. And the Bears, to my understanding, are not taking any money to build the stadium. Am I correct about that, or is that incorrect?
So in regards to the support, we polled people. 71% of Arlington Heights residents want the Bears, but 68% of residents don't want taxpayers to finance the Bears. The Bears have said that they want no direct subsidies for the stadium, but just for infrastructure. But infrastructure is everything that connects to the stadium. It could be the parking lot outside. It could be the water hookup, the sewers, the electricity, all of the streets and road infrastructures that need to be upgraded. All in all, I think that this has the potential to impact taxpayers more than Soldier Field, when the taxpayers gave over $400 million to upgrade the Soldier Field a little over 20 years ago.
Brian Costin is with Americans for Prosperity, the Illinois chapter. When you said you surveyed residents in Arlington Heights, how many residents did you survey?
Yeah, it was 300 residents in Arlington Heights. And then we also collected petitions from more than 600 residents in Arlington Heights that supported our ordinance.
So you need more than 10 times that amount to get this referendum on the ballot, correct? What makes you think you're going to do that? How many people you have collecting signatures?
Well, we've got a lot of people collecting signatures. We're not ready for the second petition yet. We still want to take a little pause here and listen to the people of Arlington Heights and see if we want to stick with the same ordinance or maybe narrow it a little bit. We're certainly open to listening. The village board said that our ordinance was too broad. We asked them, how would you like us to narrow it? They never gave us a response. But in regards to the 12%, it is a high burden. It's one of the highest petition signature thresholds in the state of Illinois. It's not the highest, but we have unlimited time to do it. So we think that we can get it done, and if we get it done, then we can get it on the ballot, and we have a very good chance of winning.
Well, wait, but you don't have unlimited time, right? I mean, it's got to be done so far ahead of the election. I mean, you can't be done the day before the election, right? There's got to be some kind of deadline.
Correct. There's about a 90-day deadline before the election. The board also has a 90 days. So we're not going to be able to put it on the ballot, obviously, for November or even April of next year. But we're looking in about 16 months at the presidential primary in March of 2024.
Would it be retroactive? I mean, what if the city and state come upon a deal with the Bears before you get your ordinance voted on or your referendum?
Yeah, that's certainly possible. But if we ban expenditures going forward, we don't think that the entire project is going to be done in the next 16 months, especially considering they haven't even sold the property or proposed any kind of renderings for a stadium, et cetera. There's a long, long road here that they still have to travel.
And who funds your efforts?
Yeah, we have donors from all over the state, all over the country, people who care about the same issues that we do. So it's a lot of people from all across the country.
We got a response from Tom Hayes. He is the mayor of the village of Arlington Heights. We reached out, said you would be on the show. This is how he responded. He said, we've already spent too much time responding and reacting to Mr. Costin and AFP's attempt to place Arlington Heights at an economic competitive disadvantage with respect to every other town in the state of Illinois. The village board unanimously rejected the proposed anti-corporate welfare ordinance 9-0 at our meeting on Monday night and hope to get back to the business at hand of going forward. Best regards, Tom Hayes, mayor of Village of Arlington Heights. If your money is coming in and from around the nation and around the state to, you know, further your agenda, what about the people in Arlington Heights who say, hey, this is going to create jobs. This is going to bring wealth to our area. And if we don't take it, somebody else gets it.
Well, Mayor Hayes is completely against the academic literature on corporate welfare programs. Corporate welfare programs don't help grow the economy. A study that was presented at the Governor Pritzker's Property Tax Task Force just a few years ago showed that communities that use TIF districts grow slower, create less jobs, create less business opportunities in their communities than ones that don't. And the reason for that is because a lot of these corporate welfare programs increase taxes, and that increased tax burden has to go somewhere, and it strains the economy.
But they're looking at a $16 million bump in annual tax revenue for Arlington Heights.
They haven't provided any documentation whatsoever about that, but it looks like they're asking for way more than $16 million when they drew up their list of projects of public infrastructure that they want. There's like seven different intersections that they want improvements to. There's four exits.
I get it, Brian. And I appreciate you jumping on. But as you know, we're up against our news break right now. So we'll stay in contact and we'll follow this as closely as we can.
Sounds great. Thanks for the time.
Steve has the news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.